Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together this morning. And Lord, I pray this morning if there's any in here that's struggling with depression, sadness. Lord, if there's any here that have lost their joy, Father, before we leave this service, Lord, that you would fill them with your joy. It can't be explained, Lord, other than your presence being with us. May thy will be done now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, we're going to begin in Proverbs 17:22, but the main section that we'll be in most of the service will be John chapter 15. So if y'all want to open up your Bibles to John chapter 15. But what I want to talk to you about today is about joy. And, you know, it seems like there's not a lot of people with joy lately. It seems like wherever you go, there's a lack of joy. I get meetings mixed up, whether it's a men's meeting or Sunday morning that I talk about things sometimes, but it seems like there's more people with road rage lately. There's more people angry. There's more people upset. And this is supposed to be a joyful time of year, right? It's Christmas season. And I don't know if it's the COVID that's got everybody, all stressed out, if it's the holiday season itself. I don't know what it is, but it seems like there's a lack of joy. And Proverbs 17:22 says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Have y'all ever heard that before? A joyful heart is good medicine. Have you ever just laughed and you felt better? You know, I'm not much of a laugher. I'm just not. Crystal, she's easy to make laugh, and she laughs a lot, and sometimes I'm envious of her because she'll be laughing at stuff and I don't laugh. And she's got after me before. She's like, you never laugh at anything. And this is terrible, but I like America's Funniest Videos, and I hadn't watched them in a long, long time. And we've got a streaming service now with all the old America's Funniest Videos, and so I started watching them. And y'all, when people fall, I just can't help it. I laugh and I laugh and I laugh. The other day, Crystal was in the bedroom, and I'm out there, and I'm laughing so hard I'm almost crying. She comes in there, she's like, what are you laughing about? And it's all people falling, you know. It's like, I just can't help it. But the thing is I laugh at myself when I fall too. I've told y'all before, when I fell in front of customers and everything else delivering, and one time I was laughing so hard I couldn't get up, and everybody's looking at me that I was delivering to, like, are you okay? And I just couldn't quit laughing because I was laughing at myself. So, but a joyful heart is good medicine. So can I tell you, in this season that all you hear about is sick and dying and hospitalizations and everything else, maybe you need to have some joy brought back in your life. Maybe you need to have some joy brought back in your spirit. And when you look up the joy in the Greek, it says cheerfulness, that is calm delight. And so I think sometimes we get joy and happiness, they're so close that we can get them confused, you know. But the true kind of joy that is a biblical joy is a cheerfulness and just a calm delight. Just, you know, there's just something deep down in your heart. There's something deep down in your soul that you're okay. You're just okay. And I want to go to John chapter 15 now. And the first thing I want to say is that our joy is found in the Lord, not in the world. Okay? That is where our joy needs to be found. It's in Jesus Christ. It's not in this world. Because so often we're looking for our joy in the world and what the world has to offer. In John 15, verse 9, he says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. You see what there's an if there, okay? He says, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. And now, verse 11, he says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Obedience, obeying what God has commanded us to do, brings about joy. Is that not what the Word just says? That if you obey, then my joy will be in you and your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. See, I think sometimes we are lacking in joy because we're not following that. We're not laying down our lives for our friends. We're not putting others first. We're looking at our needs, our desires, and our wants, and then we're miserable. We have no joy. We have no calm delight in us, but we're lacking because we're not following what the Lord has told us. I don't know about y'all, but I want my joy to be abundant like that. I want my joy to be complete like that. Who can fix it? Me! It's only me. It's only me by learning to obey my Heavenly Father and doing what He has told me to do. 1 Peter 1, 8 through 9 says, though you have not seen me, you love me. And even though you do not see me now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Sometimes you might say it's hard to obey when you don't see the results right away. Have you guys ever just done stuff because you know it's the right thing to do, but you don't really see the point and why you're doing it? I struggle with this at work a lot of times because a lot of guys I work with, they take shortcuts. They don't do things the right way. And, sometimes I just want to take a shortcut and not do things the right way. And the Lord will convict me and I'll be like, but nobody even sees. Nobody even knows. But God knows. So I need to do what is right. Not take the shortcuts. Not because nobody's seen. Because I'm doing it unto my Heavenly Father. And so here He's saying, that even though you hadn't seen me, you believe in me. And so when we do what He says, we believe in Him, there's an inexpressible and glorious joy. Psalms 4, 7 through 8 says, you have filled my heart with greater joy than when their grain and their new wine abound. I will lie down and sleep in peace for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. I love that. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when there's grain and new wine abound. You know what that says to me? That there's greater joy found in Jesus Christ than a big bank account. There's greater joy found in Jesus Christ than a new house. There's greater joy found in Jesus Christ than a new car. There's greater joy. That's what He's saying. Then when those things are abounding in my life, those things of the world, if you guys are like me, you ever had buyer's regret? I've had it multiple times. I mean, I'll go buy something and I'll be so excited about it. And after a couple payments, you're like, ugh, why did I do that? Why did I buy that? You know, and there's very few things I think that I haven't bought that I don't have a little bit of regret. As a matter of fact, there's something in my car right now I'm taking back because I don't need it. And I get it home. I don't need it. Buyer's regret. Well, why? Because it doesn't really bring you that calm delight, that cheerfulness that you thought it would, right? That's where our joy is found in God alone. Number two, joy is a sign of the Holy Spirit working in your life. I want y'all to think about that. Joy is a sign of the Holy Spirit working in your life. That's kind of scary for me to say. Because about a year ago, I had the men of the church pray over me because I had no joy. I'd lost my joy. And so when I think that joy is a sign of the Holy Spirit working in my life, then I had no joy, so something was off. You say, Pete, how can you back that up with Scripture? Galatians 5:2 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's what's being born out of us is joy from the Lord. It's provided by the Holy Spirit. So if you're lacking in joy, either Satan is stealing from you or you've allowed some sin in your life to hinder the Holy Spirit working in your life, or you're seeking your joy in the wrong place. Whereas the verse about abounding in grain and new wine. You're seeking your joy abounding in grain and new wine. You're not seeking your joy from things of God. And I thought of that, and where am I seeking my joy at? And I thought of the verse in Luke 15:10. In the same way I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There's rejoicing over a sinner who repents in heaven. The whole heavenly host are up there singing and rejoicing when a sinner repents. What do we rejoice in? Our trip to the beach? Our amusement parks? Our stock doubled? None of those things are bad in themselves if you take, I'm not going to lie to you, I like it when we go to the beach and I can relax and do nothing for a week, and I enjoy that, you know? But if my joy is found in that, I gotta come home and go back to work. And all at once that joy is short-lived, but I think so many Christians we've lost sight of that a sinner repenting, that should be part of our joy, part of what the Holy Spirit's doing in us. That while there's a lost world dying and go to hell, well, we'd rather go on vacation than worry about some co-worker or some family member that's dying and going to hell. Our joy is found in Jesus Christ. Joy is a sign of the Holy Spirit working. And number three, I think sometimes we just need to stop and remember things, don't we? You know, Paul talks about forgetting what's behind, pressing on to what's ahead. But sometimes, doesn't it do good to just stop and reflect on things? Psalm 77:11 says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. And I thought of in Revelation 2 when he says, remember the heights from which you have fallen, repent and do the things you did at first. I didn't want to concentrate on that so much but they're both elements of remembering where you come from, remembering what God's done, remember the deeds of the Lord, remember the miracles of long ago. And so as I was thinking about all this, and I thought, some of you that may be lacking joy this morning, maybe you need to stop here for a minute and remember. And I'm going to pick on you, and we're going to edit this out, and I hope somebody will share. But I would like for you guys, this is a different service, and this doesn't have to be on camera, but share something that has brought you joy, maybe from Christmas, maybe from a holiday, maybe something like that. And as I was thinking about this, I began to remember some of our Christmas parties here at church. And one of my favorite memories is Ed Bias, who's passed on now. Do you guys remember Ed when we were playing catchphrase? And if any of you've ever played catchphrase, you can act it out, you can say things, you can do all that. But you just can't say rhymes with or a form of the word. Ed could not get it through his head that you could talk. And all he kept doing was this, and he'd just shake his head, and nobody could get what Ed was saying, you know? And it was so funny, and everybody was laughing. And we weren't laughing at Ed, because Ed was laughing with us. Another one of the memories that I thought of was one of our Christmas parties here when I used to like to do eating games. Being a youth pastor and then coming up and doing this, you know, as a youth pastor, we always did eating games. And so I brought that up to y'all. And there was a game where we were passing this bowl of candy, and it like went down and back. And whoever got back and everybody had to eat a piece of the candy won the game. And I don't know if y'all remember or not, but Tom, not everybody could see it because y'all was competing. When it got to Tom, there was a starburst. He threw the whole thing in his mouth, wrapper and all, swallowed it because he wanted to win so bad. And I was dying laughing. And then, you know, we had to change the games and modify the games because Colton tried to kill me one year. He's running full speed in his cowboy boots. And when he went to stop, he didn't stop and almost wiped me out. And, you know, so there's all those funny memories, you know. You guys got a memory you want to share of Christmas, of when you were a kid? I've got tons, but I don't want it to all be about me. Yeah. There's things like that just, you know, we need to remember sometimes. Remember the good times. Remember the happy times. When me and Crystal was up here setting up last night, and the younger generation, Hayden and Keaton, was back playing volleyball. And it made me think of, you know, not too many years ago, 3, 4, 5 years ago, we used to play volleyball a lot. And it's like, man, I wish I could still play, but I hurt so much now I can't, you know. But I started remembering all those nights of playing volleyball up here and how much fun we had, you know. Just sometimes it's good to stop and remember. Somebody else got something they want to share. One of my favorite Christmas memories, I mean, I've got tons of them, but from when I was a kid, and I don't know why this stands out to me so much. I was probably sixth grade, and we got a little snow on Christmas Eve, and my mom had a ham and rolls and all this stuff, and it was going to be our Christmas Day lunch, you know. And but we got some snow, and I had a four-wheeler, and we went outside and was playing and sliding around on the four-wheeler and went up the First Baptist parking lot and was cutting donuts and doing all this. And so we were just worn out when we got in, and it was dark, it was late, but we were starving because we'd been playing so hard in the snow. And I don't know why, but I remember my mom saying, well, I guess we can have our Christmas lunch now. And she just started cooking, and we stayed up late and ate, and it was nothing planned. It just happened. But that sticks in my memory, you know, is sometimes we plan so much and try to make things so perfect, and it's the mess ups and it's the times that things didn't go right that sometimes are the most fun. But y'all, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. Have you lost your joy? Have you lost your joy? Do you need to remember? Do you need to remember? Maybe from when you were a kid and your grandparents was alive. Maybe from a Christmas party here at church. Maybe, I don't know. You just need to remember sometimes all that God has done. I could go on and on and on. I'm seeing Hayden over there talking and laughing, and I can remember when him and Keaton was too little to play games at the Christmas parties, and we finally let them, and they'd take turns, and they were so funny. But Psalms 103:2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You know, we need to remember all God's done for us. You're here this morning. You're not in a hospital. You're not stuck at home. You're here this morning. We're able to come together. That's a miracle. We need to forget not all that God's done for us and remember. And y'all, when you remember, then the joy comes. And the last thing, and we're going to quit here. And I think the fourth thing that we forget is to give of ourselves. You're lacking joy. You need to begin to give of yourself and not pull in so tight. And you look back at John 15, and he says, I'm just going to read all that I read before and then jump down a little further. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You're my friends if you do what I command. We want our joy to be complete. We need to begin to serve. We need to begin to lay down our lives. We need to begin to understand what this scripture is talking about. Because, you know, when I lose my joy the quickest is when I focus on myself. And I think about what I don't have, what I'm lacking, what I wish I had. That'll rob your joy quicker than anything. But to have that calm delight, that cheerfulness, is looking at how can I serve? How can I help? What can I do for others? Jump down to verse 16 here and it says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command to love each other. You want some real joy? Do something for someone. Give to someone. What was Mitzi's story about? Mitzi's story was about what she done for her son and how much joy that brought her because he was so excited to receive that. You want to start feeling joy? Begin to give of yourself. Begin to love those around you. Love sacrificially. Give when you feel the Holy Spirit prompting your heart, do it. Do it, even if it hurts, even if it's inconvenient, even if it's not the easiest thing to do. And then we're following what the Lord says. We're loving others. We're giving of ourselves. Acts 21:35, it says, "In everything I did, I showed you by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remembering the words of the Lord Jesus said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" You're lacking joy today? It's time to give. It really is. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Have you ever given a gift that you know somebody appreciated, that you know somebody wanted, you knew it helped them in some way? And when I'm saying a gift, it might have been a hot meal. It might have been filling up their gas tank. It might have been paying for the person behind you in line at McDonald's. I don't know. But it's when the Holy Spirit prompts you, you act and you do it. You ever given a big tip to somebody? I remember several years ago, I was at a place that you don't give tips at, and this lady working behind the counter was really pregnant, and she just looked exhausted and worn out, and I didn't want her to know it came from me, but the Lord said, give her something. And he told me how much to give her, and so one of her coworkers, I handed the money to, and I said, "Will you give this to that lady and don't tell her who it came from?" Y'all, that brought me joy. I could see her face. She's like, "What? You're kidding!" You know, she was all excited. It's obeying the Holy Spirit. Now, is there times that I've missed? Yeah. There's times that the Lord said to do, and I don't. And what am I doing? I'm hindering the Holy Spirit then. I'm hindering my joy also. So I'm not really sure how to do this, how to end. But what I think is I want to end with some joyful songs. And after we're done singing the joyful songs, I want y'all to sit down for just a few minutes. And we're going to play a couple games. And nobody's going to run into me, Colton. but I wanted to end with just some joy and this time of year and thankfulness in our heart. And so I asked Mitzi if she would do a couple songs here at the end. It's not going to be a normal altar call or anything like that. If you do need me to pray for you, please, it don't matter if we're singing. It don't matter if we're quiet. It don't matter if we're in the middle of the games. Come grab me. And y'all, that brings me some of the greatest joy is when I'm able to help you all. But let's stand. And Jeremy, if you want to tell the little ones that they can start making their way up, okay? And we're going to, let's pray first. Father, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for all that you've given to us, Lord. And I pray that each one of us will remember how blessed we are, remember all that you've done. Lord, most of all for Jesus, who came to this earth in this time of season that we're going to be celebrating the birth of Jesus, that He came for each and every one of us to make atonement for our sins. Father, we're so thankful for that. Lord, if there's any here this morning that has lost their joy, Lord, I pray right now that You would begin to strengthen them, that You'd begin to renew, Lord, that joy inside of them, that if there's sin, that if there's something hindering their walk, Father, right now that they'd confess it, that You'd bring it to their attention, they'd confess it, Lord, that they'd repent and turn from that so that their joy might be restored. We pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.